So, we're all on the screen. Those of us who are parents know just how hard it is to be a mother or father. Sadly, small people do not come with an instruction manual. And the older they get, the harder it gets, does it not? Yes. Someone said to me the other day, a baby makes your arms ache. And then from then on, they make your heart ache. And it's true, mine are 22 and 24, and still, oh my gosh. Anyway, we're not going there. Parenting, whether you're a mother or a father, is a minefield, a literal minefield. You gingerly step from mistake to mistake to mistake, waiting for the explosions to go off. Fathers and mothers, we all bear the scars of parenting. Yet, whether we are parents or not doesn't make any difference, because life in itself leaves us with scars, does it not? None of us wants to suffer, but suffer we do through so many different life experiences. Life is a minefield. Life is a minefield. We're gingerly picking through the bombs, waiting for them to explode under our feet, and explode they do. Life leaves us with many scars. But did you know that scars make you beautiful? Scars are the proof that you have fought and survived. You are a survivor with those scars. And in our reading this morning from Romans, Paul reminds us, in his loving way, that our sufferings, our scars of life, they make us grow, they help us grow, and we should rejoice in them. They lead us on a journey towards hope. But that journey begins in the war zone of our life. It begins in our sufferings. Paul wanted to give hope to the Romans, to the Christians who were suffering at the Roman Empire. Hold on, is it working? Tony, can you move it on one for me? Thank you. Paul wanted to give hope to the Christians who were suffering under the Roman Empire. They were living under higher taxes, the oppression of the Roman military, and the pressure to worship the emperor when they clearly did not want to worship the emperor. They were to worship Jesus. And Paul does this by sharing how he is rejoicing in his personal journey. Now, we know Paul's journey, and it was not, didn't seem to be anything really much to rejoice in. Yet, he says here, he has moved from suffering to endurance, from endurance to character, and from character to hope. And he's challenging us to do the same. Paul daily walked through a minefield, explosions going on all around him. But he sees his suffering not as an end, but the beginning of a process. And that process produces endurance, character, and ultimately hope. Have a listen again to the Bible verse that we heard earlier, which is Romans 5, verses 1 to 5. We also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Tony, can you move the slide on? Have a look. Can you see the steps? The steps that Paul's talking about. Step one, suffering. Leads us to learning how to, step two, persevere. Which in turn, step three, leads to building character. And delivers us to that place of step four, hope. Let's look at suffering, eh? Nothing like a nice bit of suffering. Call it what you will, suffering, tribulation, hardship, distress, pressure, we all suffer, no matter what you call it. James 1, verses 2 to 4 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Even James rejoices in his suffering. He's backing up Paul here. He too considers suffering to be an opportunity for great joy. Having your faith tested through life's troubles tests it and allows it to grow. Are you the kind of person who, when hardship strikes, takes a step away from God? Or do you run towards him? Run towards him. I can see someone mouthing that to me. The last 3 years have been extremely challenging for me, and there have been lots of times, in fact, the whole of those 3 years, I have had nothing to do other than trust God for what's going on in my lives. I have been totally helpless, yet God has not been. God has been bigger than everything I have faced. God is my only hope. Right now, in this moment, God is my only hope. And God is our only hope. And I would highly recommend running towards him with your arms open wide as fast as you can into his loving arms. Because there's no other place I would want to be, and there's no other place you should be. God wants to hold you in that place in your suffering. Let's look at step two, perseverance. Possibly even harder than enduring the suffering. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Persevering is hard. But if we hold tightly to that Romans 28 handrail as we go up the steps, everything that we go through will be at some time used for God's glory. We just have to keep on keeping on. We will grow from the experience. We will be able to share that experience with other people. We'll be able to share how God upheld us through those times. How we act as Christians when trouble hits is really important. Our actions are a testimony to God's grace and God's mercy. When the going gets tough, Christians do not get going. When the going gets tough, the Christian hits his or her knees in prayer. That is where you go. You give the situation, whatever it might be, to God, big or small, you hit your knees and you talk to God. And you trust God for the whole situation, whatever it may be. Keeping on, keeping on is our only choice. Trusting in God and growing in faith grows our character. Who knows the Footprints poem? At the end it says, God says, "My precious child, I love you and I will never leave you. Never ever during your trials and testings. When you only saw one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." That's God. He's there for you, and he wants you to be persevering in seeking him. Step three, character. We all want to be of good character, don't we? We all want to be strong in God. And this step can only be attained through faithful determination. Hanging in there, pushing through, not giving up. James 5:11 says, "We give great honour to those who endure under suffering. For instance, you know about Job, a man of great endurance. You can see how the Lord was kind to him at the end, for the Lord is full of tenderness and mercy." Job, a man of great endurance. I should say so. A man of great endurance. Job lost everything, his children, his property, his wealth, his good name, his health, everything. He indeed was a man of great endurance. And Job's suffering was to prove whether he could love God in spite of everything. All through his suffering, Job affirmed that God was still God, no matter what. He affirmed that God was worthy of his love and worship, even in time of suffering. Job showed his growing strength and character by remaining faithful to God through all of that. And he proved to us that it is possible for us to love God unconditionally as God loves us. Job's friends sat and watched his character grow. They continued to give him their wise counsel, which wasn't very wise at all. But he continued to keep his eyes on God, never doubting that God's mercy and grace was for him and him only. How many of us are weak when it comes to testing? How many of us could continue to praise God through hardships like Job endured? You know, I know quite a few of you, and as I look around this room, I know that some of you have been through the most awful life challenges, and still you praise God. And I want to thank you for being a great example to us. I personally, and we all, admire your character and your love of God. And I wonder if I ask those people I'm thinking of, how they manage to maintain their faith. I wonder if they would answer, because we have hope. Step four, hope. Achieving a mature character through suffering and perseverance and endurance takes you to new heights in your faith, giving you a greater hope in Christ. When you've watched your children die, when you've had a terrible illness that medical professionals doubted you would recover from, when you've been sexually abused as an adult or a child, when you've had any kind of physical, mental, or spiritual abuse, or any other kind of suffering, when you have trusted God and survived, then Isaiah 40:31 says, "Those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." We endure the trials of life. When the going gets tough, we keep going. We trust God. We find new strength in Him. As a result, we have hope. And not just any old hope, not hope with small letters. We have hope with capital letters. Big hope. We have hope, as it says in Isaiah, we have hope that helps us to spread our wings and soar like an eagle. We have hope that even though we are weary, we will finish the race running. Not on our hands and knees, running. We have the sure and certain hope of resurrection into the new life, because God's Spirit has been poured into us. Suffering is a part of every human experience. We live in a violent world, and that's the truth. We cannot expect life to be pain-free. Suffering is never good, but it's an experience we share with Jesus. Today is also Trinity Sunday, a reminder that suffering is part of God's own experience, especially the cruelty that was inflicted on Jesus at his trial and crucifixion. He felt the physical and mental agony that is often only reserved for war zones. He felt it. He endured it. He moved from the suffering to death to resurrection. The cross is our symbol of hope. The hope of light overcoming darkness. The hope of life victorious. The hope of good triumphing over evil. The only way with God is up. It's just that the journey is a little bit bumpy along the way. Suffering leads us to learning perseverance, which in turn builds character and then delivers us to that place of hope. Life leaves us with many scars, but scars make you beautiful. Scars are proof that you have fought the battles and won, that you are a survivor in Jesus' name. So if you're sitting at the bottom of the stairs there, in your suffering, can I suggest that you stand up and climb? Jesus will take your hand and he'll take you through those places because you know Jesus. You are a follower of God. You have hope. And you don't need to sit in that place of suffering. He knows your pain and he wants to take it from you. God is with you. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that the only way with you is up, that you bend down and pick us up in our places of suffering. When we're on our knees, you extend a hand to us and you lift us. When we're struggling, you're always there for us. And Lord, in those bumpy times, we praise and thank you that, Father God, you brought yourself down to heaven, to the earth as Jesus Christ and died for us, knowing our sufferings, understanding how we feel, understanding what we're going through, understanding persecution, suffering, hatred, abuse, and all those other things that we suffer, you too suffered. Yet you still stand there in your glory and you did it for us. Lord Jesus, thank you. So remind us, Lord, when we're in a place of suffering, to reach out to you and to know that suffering leads to perseverance, and perseverance builds character and delivers us to that place of hope. And may we be proud of our scars, Lord. May we be proud that we have survived because you have been there for us and you have held us tight and you have walked through that journey with us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Jeffrey, would you like to lead us in our final hymn?